Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. This morning is the very last installment on this very fascinating book called Callous Disregard by Andrew Wakefield. To pick up where we left off yesterday, unfortunately, students going into medicine and health are being given the wrong information about autism and vaccines today. This is an excerpt from the UK's General Certificate of School Education given in preparation for exams. Quote, "The MMR vaccine is used to protect children against measles, mumps, and rubella. Autism is a brain disorder that can result in behavioral problems." The piece goes on to describe Wakefield's research, erroneously stating that he conducted tests on 12 autistic children. They weren't autistic, but they were sick, repeating the party line that Wakefield used the children to further his litigation business and other untrue statements. For example, the paper stated that autism is a brain disorder, but it's not, according to Wakefield, and I agree. Autism is not a brain disorder. It's a disorder that affects the brain. It affects the bowel, the immune system, and many metabolic functions of the body. The promise of vaccines is herd immunity and lifetime immunity, but this is not true. Mumps, for example, is a harmless disease in young children, but vaccinations, even with boosters, don't prevent the mumps, postponing them instead until people reach adolescence or adulthood, at which time it's very dangerous to contract the mumps. Referring back to the sample exam questions, Wakefield stated that an answer that would include this information would be wrong for purposes of the test. The examining board was sent an inquiry by a journalist about the vaccination issue, and in response, the exam was taken off the website. So much for scientific process. In the meantime, the Cochrane Collaboration, you've heard me talk about this group before, I have a lot of confidence in their findings, has confirmed the inadequacy of safety studies on MMR, and five other papers published in five different countries have confirmed Wakefield's findings. The result of this very unfortunate experience has not only been damage to Wakefield and his reputation, but also to children getting the right care. Doctors are reluctant to openly discuss vaccine issues with parents. There's no research funding for investigating the side effects of vaccines, and Wakefield and his colleagues are not allowed to present their findings at conferences. Wakefield and his colleagues are not responsible for lack of public confidence in vaccines. Problems with vaccines were already well documented prior to the publication of the very famous Lancet paper. One of the experts who testified against him diagnosed the first case of vaccine-induced autism in 1994. The UK introduced and then withdrew two MMR vaccines in 1988 and 1992, respectively. And the US began compensating for vaccine-induced autism in 1991. The Lancet article didn't appear until 1998. Wakefield states clearly vaccines do cause autism. We just don't know how many injured children there are, and the medical authorities refuse to investigate properly. So why has Wakefield been singled out? According to the book, it's because he continues to conduct research looking for mechanisms of action, attempts to prevent more kids from being injured, and treats kids who are affected. Even the editor of The Lancet, Horton, the guy I described earlier, says that Wakefield's early research, quote, is as important new information that would be of interest to a general medical readership. Pressure caused him to retract the article in spite of that earlier statement. Wakefield's final message to medical authorities, and I quote, "In the battle for the hearts and the mind of the public, you have already lost. Why? Because the parents are right, their stories are true, the children's brains are damaged, there is a major, major problem. In the United States, increasingly coercive vaccine mandates and fear-mongering advertising campaigns are a measure of your failure. Vaccine uptake is not a reflection of public confidence, but of those coercive measures, and without public confidence, you have nothing." Interesting story. Like I said at the beginning, I would have liked to have just read the whole book to you over VoiceCom because I think it's an important book, not just because of what happened to this particular person, but because of what it says about the scientific process, the scientific community, if we could even continue to call it that. So I hope you read it. That's all for now, and have a great day.